You said there's going to be a lockdown in August and there was no lockdown.
Yeah.
I need you to answer that and tell us what happened.
Yeah. So last time I was here, I read the comments. I went through the comments. I saw the episode and people are fuming. This is why rapture must happen. This is why rapture must happen. When you deny the coming of the Lord, you are denying the Lord himself. We felt ourselves being lifted up 3 times.
Who?
Like me and my woman. As I hugged her like this, an angel came and hugged both of us.
Hey.
Right? I am a convergence of many people inside of me. I believe in reincarnation. I didn't believe in it then. I believe in reincarnation.
Way.
I'm telling you.
Hey. Are you more... I know you're confident then, but are you even more confident now that the rapture is definitely happening on the 23rd and 24th of September?
I've been through the most. Been through the most.
Sanbonani, Dumelang, Afsheni, Guten Morgen, and welcome to another episode of I've Been Through the Most podcast. I'm Innocent Sadiki. This is Millicent Mashile, and she's my twin sister, and together we are the Sin Twins. Yes, and you're watching I've Been Through the Most podcast. We bring you these episodes weekly, sometimes twice a week because of demand. But today we feature yet another guest to come and speak about their story, their revelation, their visions, their dreams. I mean, we do it all. What is it that we don't experience on this channel?
Nothing.
All we know is that you will never be the same again after you watch an episode. And the last time we had this guest, the episode was trending on YouTube. It was a very hectic day. We literally had to call him. I'm like, wait, hold on, are you coping? Because on our side, the episode was trending and the comments.
And
I can safely say he's a little bit controversial, hey?
Not a little bit.
He is controversial. He's 100% controversial. Don't even try it, Sisi. But we are so glad to have him here again to bring clarity, you know, to a lot of your questions and your emails. And that's why he's here. He's here to respond and obviously share more revelations. You know, according to Caesar Grace, you are saying there is rapture coming, right? And now we are counting days. We are in September. But also to go back to some of the conversations that we had to really just, you know, revisit, question and get the answers. But before that, Millicent, where else can they listen to the podcast?
You can listen to the podcast on Apple Podcast, on Spotify. We are there on YouTube. We are there. Like, we are everywhere. Like, we are serious about this thing. Show us your commitment and your love by simply liking this video, commenting down below. Yeah, and please try not to skip the ads. That would be amazing. I have a few questions for Sizwe.
Okay.
And then we're going to dive straight into it because we don't want to interrupt you because we know you can talk.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
So my question is, we are in September.
Mm.
You said there's going to be a lockdown in August and there was no lockdown.
Yeah.
I need you to answer that and tell us what happened.
Yeah.
Number two, you are predominantly addressing Christians.
Yeah, sure.
But you said you called for Gentiles, right? So we just need to get that straight and out of the way.
Sure.
And then I think, you know, we'll have questions during the episode. So you can take it away.
All right.
And get straight into it.
All right. The first question.
Yeah, lockdown.
Oh, lockdown, yes. If you remember, I used the word imminent, right? You people can go and watch the video. I said, I sense there's a lockdown that is imminent. The word imminent means it's about to happen. Then I said, I don't know if August
will finish. Yeah.
I said, I don't know. 3 times.
Okay.
You can go and watch the video. I said, I sense and do you know how we see as prophets in the spirit? We see things in speed. Things are in speed. You know, in the
like
in the
urgency.
In the realm of the spirit, the way you think you see things are in speed.
Okay.
This is why even when If right now I can leave earth now and go to heaven, it's in a split of a second. So things are in the speed. So I saw lockdown and I saw it being very imminent and I saw it being here. But then I said, I don't know if August will finish it. I said 3 times, I don't know if August will finish. I don't know if August will finish. I said it 3 times.
Okay.
The people can go and watch it. I never said...
It's definite.
I never said
okay,
August.
So do you have a new date now or it's still imminent? It's just, it's the...
I believe it will happen in September. I believe so. Okay. I believe it will happen in
you
September.
You said you believe 3 times.
Yes.
Okay.
You see? So I'm very careful with choice of words.
Okay.
Even right now I'm saying I believe it will happen in September.
Okay.
I'm
saying what does that mean?
I believe it will happen in September.
You are
it
certain.
Means exactly that. I believe it will happen in September.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
All right.
What was the other question?
You were called for Gentiles.
But I'm addressing Christians.
Yes.
Mm. Yes, because Jesus died for everyone. Mm. Jesus died for both Christians mm-hmm. and unbelievers.
Okay.
So he cannot shut them out. They are his children.
Mm.
They are dearly in his... I mean, they have believed in him. Mm. So we can never shut them out. We have to address both. We have to talk to all the people.
Okay, cool.
No, let's get into, you know, what you are here for today.
All right. So last time I was here... I read the comments, I went through the comments, I saw the episode, and people are fuming. People are fuming because of the nature of the message that I carry. I mean, to tell people that hands will be crossed, I mean, you must expect, you must expect reaction, especially from Christians,
yeah.
To tell them that Gentiles will be first. You must expect a reaction. So I'm here to clarify that.
Okay.
Because I also sought clarity from the Lord. I said, Lord, what exactly is this thing?
Mm-hmm.
And you know me, I came with the board again. So you see that, then the Holy Spirit shared with me that there are two groups of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are two groups of people, Gentiles and Jews. I spoke about it the last time mm-hmm. I was here. I said there are Gentiles and then there are Jews. Gentiles are unbelievers. They are a nation without God, right? Mm-hmm. Then Jews... are those who believe in the Father, but they don't believe in the Son, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I said that even Jesus himself is a Jew because he believes in the Father. He cannot believe in the Son.
In
he's the Son himself.
Yes.
So he is a Jew by birth because of he believes in the Father. But Jews, they believe in the Father, but they rejected the Son. That's what I said,
mm-hmm.
right? So there are two groups of people. Both Gentiles and Jews, when they become born again, when they believe in Jesus,
mm-hmm.
they become Christians.
Okay.
They are converted to Christians.
Mm-hmm.
When Gentiles believe in Jesus, they become Christians. When Jews believe in Jesus, they become Christians.
Christians, okay.
Yes. But right now, concerning the coming of Jesus, hands are being crossed. What's happening is, The Christians, mm-hmm. the Christians,
mm-hmm.
which is the firstborn, are becoming Jews.
Hey, so
right?
They're going back.
Yes, the Christians are becoming Jews and the Gentiles are becoming Christians.
How so?
I will explain. So that's why I said that to deny the coming of the Lord is to deny the Lord. This is why rapture must happen. When you deny the coming of the Lord, you are denying the Lord himself. This is why rapture exists. To see if whether you are going to believe in his coming.
Mm-hmm.
If rapture is not a thing, why is there rapture in the first place? Why doesn't just Jesus come and take us and then why is there rapture? Why is rapture a thing?
Yes, yes.
I don't know if I make sense.
I hear you, yeah.
Yeah.
But what doesn't make sense to me is
okay.
when you say you not believing in rapture, right?
Mm. No. You're not believing in Jesus
yes.
coming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or Jesus is coming.
Yeah.
Or
you
return.
Yeah, you not believing in Jesus coming.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You are becoming a Jew.
So, but what you had said is that you'll correct me if I'm wrong, but you said the unbelief of the fact that rapture will happen, that will cause you not to be raptured.
Yeah.
And
that's,
you said it's a
that's serious exactly what I'm
sin,
saying. That's
right?
What I'm
so,
yes.
But now, I feel like that has shifted to people believing when the date is. People believe that rapture will happen.
Mm.
And they believe in the rapture and they understand that.
Because it's biblical.
But then they disagree, right, with
the date
part.
Mm.
So does that count in the disbelief of it happening?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Why is there a day of the Lord? Why is there the day of the Lord?
Okay.
There is a day of the Lord so that we can believe in that day of the Lord.
So if they don't believe in
the
day
of the Lord
you have shared,
uh-huh.
you,
I'm being specific now. Mm. The days that you have shared,
we have
that
shared.
You are 100% sure of, right?
Mm.
If they don't believe in those days, then they are Jews.
If they don't believe in the coming of the Lord, which is on that day. If they don't believe in the coming of the Lord, which is on that day, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Christians are now becoming Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And now Gentiles are becoming
Christians.
Christians. So those that didn't believe before
are now believers.
Are now believing on the day of the Lord. So now that's what happens. That's when the hands are being crossed.
Mm-hmm.
That's when now the Gentiles are becoming Christians. And Christians are shifting from their position of Christians to becoming Jews. By denying the coming of the Lord, the day of the Lord, they are denying the Lord himself. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's where the sin is.
Okay.
Yes, they are turning themselves to be Jews. It means, remember, the Jews are those that believe in the Father, but they deny the Son.
Mm-hmm.
So denying the day of the Lord is denying the Son. And now you are converting yourself into a Jew. And those that are Gentiles are converted to Christians right now. That's exactly what I said. I said the Gentiles are entering the ark. If you read in the book of Acts, there's a day when Peter is on the top of the roof, right? And he was hungry, became hungry. Now, when he was hungry, he had a vision, right? He had a vision from the Lord where he saw a sheet coming down, and there were all kinds of animals. Then God said to him, a voice came and said, kill and eat. Then Peter said, I cannot eat what is unclean. He said it three times. I cannot eat what is unclean. I cannot eat what is unclean. Then God said, do not call what I've made clean unclean.
Mm.
What was God talking about? He was talking about Gentiles. Then Cornelius was a Gentile. Right? Cornelius was a Gentile. Then he sent word to Peter to say, the Lord appeared to me to send word to you to preach to me. Then Peter left his house, went to Cornelius' house and preached to Cornelius. And Cornelius was converted from being a Gentile to being a Christian by receiving a Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the salvation plan of God, to say, I want to include the Gentiles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now remember again, animals, that's what I talked about in the days of Noah.
Yeah.
So that's why Peter's also seeing a sheet of a tray with animals.
Mm.
You see that Gentiles are being referred to as animals. It's just a typology. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? Mm. So, yeah, that's exactly that. Gentiles are being converted to Christians. Gentiles are believing in the Lord Jesus, and now they are entering the ark at the very last minute. Mm. So, okay. Let me continue.
Hey, I'm trying not to interrupt you. I have a bit of questions, but I don't want to interrupt you because of time.
Yeah. Oh, because
I need
of
you
time.
To
okay.
finish, yes, yeah. to finish right. what you, yeah.
Okay. I want us to... Okay, we have a lot to cover today.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot to cover. Okay, let me start first with the personal confirmations, right?
Mm-hmm.
The personal confirmations that we are getting concerning the rapture, right? The first confirmation is we felt ourselves being lifted up three times.
Who?
Like me and my woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
We felt ourselves being lifted up three times. Not once, not twice, but three times.
Okay. Not in a vision?
Not in a vision, live.
In real life.
Yeah. Just that even on my way here, I tried to recall the first time. I forgot what happened the first time, but I remember second and third time.
Okay.
Second time, we were in the house and we were about to leave.
Mm.
Then as I hugged her like this, an angel came and hugged both of us.
Hey.
Right? I saw that angel. He came, he hugged both of us. Then we felt a lifting. I asked her, are you feeling what I'm feeling? Said yes. I said, what are you feeling? Said, I'm being lifted up. You know?
But you could physically see the angel.
I could physically see the angel.
She didn't, but you could feel the
yes.
the movement shift.
I felt it. I even asked her, are you feeling what I'm feeling? She said, I can feel it. I asked, why what are you feeling? Because I didn't want
to
look like I'm the one who's influencing. She said, no, I feel myself being lifted. You know,
that's then the second time.
That was the second time.
Yeah.
Then I saw a lineup right in the house. I saw a lineup of saints. They were wearing white. They were wearing white garments. They were lining up. And then on this garment, just this part, there was a red lining on their white garments.
Yes.
Right. Then the third time was recently, I think last week, we're about to leave the house. Mm. And then whenever we pray, I like hugging her like this.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Then I hugged her again and I was praying for her, praying for us to leave the house. Then again, we felt ourselves being lifted up.
Sure.
Again. You know?
So you must stay away from hugs.
If nobody wants to go.
So I believe that's how we are going to be raptured.
Huh?
I believe that.
Oh, together.
Yeah, I believe that's how it's. Yeah, I don't know. I just believe.
So that's a confirmation for you.
That's a confirmation for
me. Is upon us.
Yes, please. So
that has never happened.
That has never happened before.
And she also believes, you know, the prophecies you shared about rapture.
Yeah, I mean, we are part of the Bible. We are fulfilling scripture as well.
Okay.
Yeah, like you said, guys, I'm very controversial. I wish she was here. The first thing that we were going to notice on her were her eyes, right? Her eyes are very different. That's the first thing I noticed about her the day I met her.
Okay.
And, you know, I was married before, Mina.
Okay.
Yeah, I said it on the other podcast.
Yes.
Okay, let me do this. Mm. Let me clarify. Mm. Before coming to this podcast, I went to another podcast, right? Mm. And so because of the nature of the questions that they were asking, immediately when I got home, Jesus said, call them now and tell them to not post the episode. Mm. The questions that they asked, they are going to divert the attention of the message.
Okay.
I called them immediately. I said, delete the episode. Don't air it. Then they said, fine, cool. Then I came on this podcast, right? I came on this podcast. We recorded. We released the video. And then there was a time when I went back to the podcast. I texted them and said, I want to come and we do another episode.
Yeah.
Because I felt one podcast is not, I have a lot to share. Okay. One podcast is not enough.
Yeah.
So the day I said that, the day I texted them to say, I want to come so that we can shoot.
Yeah.
They decided to release that episode.
Oh.
And now it has disorganized everything. Because on that podcast,
yeah,
I didn't even have a date. To a point that the day I left on that podcast, I told them I'm going to pray for a date. You understand what I'm saying?
A date for rapture.
For rapture.
You wanted a date.
I wanted a date from God. So I told them on that day that I'm going to pray for a date.
About it. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So meaning the things that I said on the podcast on that day.
It was before
everything.
Okay.
So now after coming from this podcast and after we are releasing, then they are releasing their episode. So
I
it's a mix
how it's
up.
Causing
now.
The confusion. Okay,
causing confusion
sense.
Now.
Okay.
So now people are saying, here, I'm sure the they episode came before. There, I'm saying, I'm not sure.
Okay.
So I'm mixing. Yeah. All so right. I want you to understand, people, that revelation is progressive. Revelation is progressive. What do I mean by that? God reveals something today. You come back, reveals another thing. Listen, if you're a prophet out there, you can confirm whichever prophet you are from anywhere around the world. If you're a prophet, you know what I'm talking about. God can never reveal everything at once. That can never happen. If right now, for example, God wants to tell me something about South Africa, he won't just come and give me all the details at once. He will tell me, pray for maybe Malema. I'm just using an example.
Okay.
Pray for Julius Malema. Okay, I pray for Julius Malema. The next thing, Julius Malema, this and this will happen. Then I pray. The next week, maybe, then this, you understand? This is why if you follow the prophetic ministry, you'll realize that a prophet will speak on something, maybe lockdown. He'll say something about lockdown today. 2 years later, still says something about the lockdown. 5 years later, still saying it's coming closer. So that's because revelation is progressive.
Okay.
God is adding more details. So God spoke to me about the rapture, even before I went to that other podcast. But then I went back and asked specifically for a date. God gave me a date, and he has been adding
Why
more.
Why did you want a date?
And more details.
Because I mean, you're curious. What pushed you?
I have to know what exactly that day is.
Why?
I have to know.
But you're
I'm a prophet.
Soon.
I'm a prophet. Okay. You know, there's something about a prophet, and I'm not blowing my own horn here. Mm. When I keep saying I am a prophet. I mean, okay. There's nothing. I am a prophet.
Yeah.
I've had people in the comments saying, "Hey, when are you like blowing your own?" No. I am a prophet, and there's nothing I can do about it. So, there's something about a prophet. If If someone, you know, if you're a prophet and someone in your family dies without your knowledge, it's going to haunt you. You will want to know, how did this person die and I didn't know? Like, if something happens, if anything happens and you didn't know, you'll want to know, how come this thing happened without my knowledge? Mm-hmm. So it is the same thing with rapture. I want to know when exactly. So that when I talk to the people, I have to tell them the date. I have to give the people the date. So now I went to the Lord and, you know, I got the date. And that's the date that I shared when I came here.
Okay.
The Lord has been speaking for all these weeks. And so, yeah, what I wanted to clarify is we are fulfilling a prophecy, me and this lady, right?
Mm. So you guys are not married. She's just your partner.
No, I married her. That's what I want to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. you know what, Mina, even on the previous podcast, when I came here, mm-hmm. the first thing I said is, I don't want to be loved by people, okay? I don't want to be loved by people. I'm not chasing to be loved. So even right now, I'm not chasing to be loved. And I'm not chasing to be approved by anyone. I know the things I'm saying are true. Listen, I am a convergence of many people inside of me. I believe in reincarnation. I didn't believe in it then. I believe in reincarnation.
Way.
I'm telling you. Jesus.
Yo.
The Bible says John came in the spirit of Elijah. Right? He came in the spirit of Elijah. You see that the very same things that Elijah did. Elijah used to live in the caves. John lived in the caves. Elijah used to feed on locust and honey. That's exactly what John was doing, John the Baptist. Elijah.
So you think Elijah came back as John?
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. That's why they asked Jesus, well, do you think this is Elijah? Was this Elijah? Was this Elijah now? Then the Lord Jesus Christ answered them, but he was not direct. He confirmed that this was Elijah, but he didn't answer it directly.
So who came back now and that is in Sizwe?
All right. So do you remember that?
It's a bombshell for us because you didn't mention it. We are processing. Yeah.
Do you remember
You said it's a lot of people. So take us through that.
Okay, sure. Do you remember that day I told you that an angel appeared to me with a book? An ancient book.
Yes, I remember.
I believe I'm also Daniel, right? The Bible says the angel Gabriel said to Daniel, "You, Daniel, seal up the words of this book until an appointed time."
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly the book that I got when the angel came. That angel that came, that is Gabriel, coming to give Daniel the same book again.
Oh.
I believe I'm a Daniel in that sense. I believe I'm Elijah because I commanded rain many times to stop. I commanded it to rain. And I commanded rain.
I mean, Elijah commanded the rain to stop. And it was 3.5 years, right?
Yes.
That the rain stopped. And then he commanded the rain to come back. And the rain came back in the book of Mark 11.
Mm-hmm.
So you can command rain.
I can command rain.
But that doesn't mean you are him, though.
Yeah, I'm saying I believe
the spirit. Elijah. Yes. He says he's got the spirit of Elijah. Mm-hmm. So you've got the spirit of Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the spirit of Elijah.
Noah.
Hey!
Noah, because I'm crying, repent, he's coming, enter into the boat, enter into the ark, and no
but
one is believing.
I'm saying, see, there's a difference when you're saying these people are in me, right?
Mm.
Or when you're operating under this certain spirit, or the same miracle that they did, you can do that.
Mm.
Yeah, I understand.
Mm.
So, but the moment you mentioned reincarnation, it's different to operating under the spirit. Now, you are saying, they are like permanently a part of you.
Mm. You know what reincarnation? Reincarnation is the person coming in a different body.
Yes, but yes. They are returning.
Yeah.
They were there. They were existing, but now they came back.
Mm.
You understand? So which means if you're saying you are a reincarnation of those people, it means that you're, wow.
Let me finish.
Yeah,
you'll get
what I'm
saying. This is why even John the Baptist, he came as John the Baptist. He didn't come as Elijah. He came as John the Baptist by carrying the spirit of Elijah. That's what reincarnation is. You are coming with a different body, as a different person, but carrying the spirit of that person who came before you.
But right. The Bible doesn't say it was a reincarnation.
All right, let me conclude. Let me finish.
Let me finish. I have my coffee here today.
Yeah.
I need it.
Yeah. I said Noah because I'm crying out, people repent. Enter the ark.
Yeah.
And everyone is just
Elijah
left.
Elijah and Daniel.
Yeah.
Got it.
Elijah, Daniel, Noah, Jacob.
Wow.
Right? Remember, I don't know if it was in this podcast or the other podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I said that God told me 7 years before whom I'm going to marry. I don't know if
no.
I did, it was
no,
in this
podcast.
Or it was in the other podcast. Mm. God told me 7 years before who I'm going to marry. I was in grade 11.
Okay.
Right? God told me who I'm going to marry 7 years before. Right?
Mm. But did you know them?
I saw them in the vision. Okay. I even saw my child in the vision.
Wow.
I even got the name of my child, the gender, and the circumstances that are going to happen around their birth.
Mm.
By then, I didn't know what's the meaning of all that, right? Mm. Then, as time went on, that's 7 years, exactly in 2019, because it was in 2012. I was doing grade 11.
Mm.
2019, exactly 7 years later, I got married. The exact month, the exact day.
That was revealed to you.
That was revealed to me. Mm. I got exactly the my child, exactly the gender, exactly everything, exactly as it was.
Mm.
Right? Then, counting from that year, 2019, until this year, 2025, it's exactly another 7 years. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So now Jacob in the Bible, he married, he met Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
He met Rachel, and then his father, the father of Rachel, said, you have to work for Rachel for 7 years.
Mm.
7 years. God told me, after 7 years, you will marry. You'll marry after 7 years in 2019. Then, after he worked for 7 years for Rachel, then he was given Leah because he wanted to sleep with his wife, Rachel.
Mm.
Then the father of Rachel, Laban, sneaked in Leah into the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the morning, Jacob was like, you deceived me.
Mm.
Now I said I want Rachel.
Yes.
But now I've slept
you
with Leah.
You
put the wrong person here. Then Jacob said, after you marry, then I'll give you your Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then they did that. They celebrated. They married after a week.
Mm-hmm.
Now a week,
seven days.
You must know that the Bible says, you must know that with God, 1 day can be 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
Or even a week. A week can be, 7 days can be 7 years, mm-hmm. prophetically.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So after a week, he was then given Rachel to sleep with her.
Mm.
So after a week, after 7 years, I find myself with this lady that I'm with right now.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Nope.
I find myself with this lady that I'm with right now.
Mm.
But now the Lord reveals something in the scriptures. I think it's Genesis 29. I told you guys that I'm very, very controversial.
Sure. You're stressing me out. Because I'm like, I didn't see any of this coming.
You didn't see any of this coming. It's a lot, I'm telling you.
So where's your wife now? So you guys are, you did say you guys are aligned. And how did you know that she was your wife? You felt like it was destined? It was. Is it the same woman that you saw in the vision?
No. I met this lady.
Mm.
And then when I remember that, the first thing I told her, I prophesied to her, I said, God said, you're going to be married by a prophet, a man of God.
Okay.
Right? I didn't know it. In fact, I was not even interested in any relationship at that time when I told her that. When I got to my house the same night, the Lord said, the same prophet is going to marry that woman is you. You are that prophet. Yes.
So he had to go back to her and tell her.
So I had to go back to her and tell her. That's how the relationship started.
Okay.
Yeah. So...
So when did you get married?
It was 2 weeks back. Yes.
It was after the podcast. So wait, you're a newlywed.
I'm a newlywed.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Genesis chapter 29 says, Genesis 29 from verse 16 says, now Laban had two daughters, mm-hmm. right? The older was Leah and the younger was Rachel. Mm-hmm. Now Leah's eyes were gentle, but Rachel was beautiful. In another version says, they changed the whole story. They said that Rachel's eyes were more beautiful, right? And Rachel was shapely and beautiful. That's what the Bible says. Mm. Yes. That's exactly the woman I'm with. She's exactly like that.
Her eyes.
Her eyes are different. Her eyes, if you can see her right now, her eyes are very different.
So do you think and she's shapely. Also a reincarnation, or you are the only one that's...
I believe that she's reincarnation of Rachel.
As well. Mm. Okay.
And now when I search the word Rachel, it means a female sheep. Means a female sheep. And a female sheep is exactly like that. A female sheep, her character is exactly like that. She's like a lamb. She's like a sheep.
Wow, she's humble.
She's very humble.
Okay.
So, which blew me away, because if Jesus is the lamb of God, right, is the sheep. Mm. And if Jesus is represented by Israel in the Bible, Jacob. Because I told you the last time when I was here, I said Jesus is a typology of Jacob, of Israel. Mm-hmm. Yes. So that's why I told you that Israel this year is 1077 years, which makes it possible that rapture is this year, because Jesus is 77 years. Coming to Mary, Rachel. Okay? Coming to Mary,
the bride.
Rachel, the bride. Mm-hmm. You understand? But first being given, Leah, the Gentiles. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see it again, being given, the Gentiles. Then Rachel, which is the beloved, will be given later. So all these things are pointing to rapture. All of these things, they are pointing to rapture.
How has life been, for you since you've shared? Have you had more encounters? You spoke about the confirmations that you received along with your wife, that you were being lifted, and are you more, I know you're confident then, but are you even more confident now that the rapture is definitely happening on the 23rd and 24th of September? And are you not going to come back and say, well, you know, dates are different, for especially prophets, like what you said about the lockdown. Are you not going to come back and say things happen, prophetically we might have seen 23rd, 24th, but maybe that's not what it meant. Where are you? Where's your headspace at? Where are you spiritually? Are you preparing? What will you be doing on that day?
All right. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. There are things that I've written down I'm going to say to you. So, this year, for the first time, I understood what that book from an angel was.
The ancient book.
Yes, that ancient book that I received. For the first time this year, I understood that, right? And that book, I received it around 2022. For the first time this year, I understood my names, the meaning behind my names, the hidden codes, the date of birth, my address, and my upbringing, right? And also, I recently went to a boat experience. Right, after the podcast, after our episode here, I went to a boat experience. I went there as a photographer. That is my profession.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, when I went there, we got into the boat, right? Mm-hmm. It was very funny how I got that gig. I met someone today. They told me that someone's birthday is tomorrow. And I told them to give them their number, my number, and stuff like that. The following day, we just met and we decided, let's go.
Okay.
Just like that, we left. And we went to that boat experience, right? When we got there, it's 450 per person to board on that
entry,
boat.
Okay.
Yeah, entry on that boat. And now I was asking this lady, the one who called me, the birthday lady, now I cannot board with you guys to capture you on this boat, because I didn't pay. And she said to me, don't worry. You'll enter. You'll be part of this. Don't worry. You'll. Mm-hmm. And I didn't make much of it, right?
Yeah.
Then we boarded the boat. As soon as the boat left, there was a very huge wind. It scared everyone. You know, we all thought we were going to drown. That also, I didn't make much of it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we continued our day, everything. Then I went back home. Immediately when I entered home, the Lord Jesus spoke to me.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he said to me. He said, you went to the boat today because it is I who allowed you to go there. Just as the boat was in the middle of the sea, so are you in the center of my heart. That's what Jesus said. Just as the boat was in the middle of the sea, so are you in the center of my heart. That wind you saw was a gentle breeze of my spirit in you.
Yo.
The alley to the boat, there was this alley that we were walking on towards the boat. It was shaking. So the alley to the boat was uncertain and shaky. Is the hell that you have to go through to get to me, which is in heaven.
Yeah.
I am the boat. I am the ark. No? So remember that lady that told you, you're going to enter, don't worry, was actually giving you a prophetic word. She was telling you that you are going to rapture. It was an affirmation to you.
Yeah.
I will take you, my son, to be with me. I know all the struggles that you are facing. Just call on my name loudly and you'll be delivered. He said, call it loudly 3 times. I remember immediately when he said that, I called the name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It was in the middle of the night because there's this, the enemy has been attacking me so much, you know. So I called the name of Jesus 3 times. And that spirit immediately left me. That was disturbing the voice of God. He said, I know you are going to look for a sign that it is I speaking to you. Because I'm very skeptical. This is one thing that people don't understand at all. Mina, if God speaks to me right now, I don't take it like that. This is how you can be sure that it is God speaking. If God speaks to you, don't just accept it quickly. Test the devil. Put the devil on the run. If you tell the devil to confirm if it's him speaking, he won't be able to confirm. Right? So I said, so every time when God speaks to me, I want a confirmation from him. I will tell him, do this to prove that it's you. Do this to prove that it's you.
So are you uncertain of the voice of God or when he's the one who's speaking to you?
All right. So there are 3 voices that have access to you. Right? It is your own voice, the voice of God, and the voice of the devil, right? This is why even in your dreams, you can have your own a dream that's called a soulish dream. A soulish dream, it's when you dream about something that you've been thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you've been thinking about something during the day, or you saw it during the day. It can creep into your dreams. Then you think that it is God, right? Then you can dream from God. Then you can dream from the devil. So you need to be able to test the spirits. You need to be able to know and determine exactly which voice is speaking to you right now. So hence I'm saying to you that this is why every time when I receive a prophetic word, I receive anything, I have to test, is this you, God, speaking? So not to say I doubt the voice of God, but I have to test the spirit. I have to know which voice is this that is talking to me. So I have a way of asking God and to vet which one is exactly speaking to me right now. So this is why I always want confirmations from God. God, is this you? If it's you, then do 1, 2, 3. If it's you, then do 1, 2, 3. That's exactly what Gideon did in the Bible. So that's what happened during my boat experience, right? So, also, I have a pending flight this coming weekend. They've invited me in Cape Town. It's the first time I'm going to board on a flight. And that's also another confirmation. Say, a flight. Because rapture is about a flight. You understand what I'm saying? So, all these things are a convergence. They are all happening all at once in my life. All of them. For the first time, I understood my names.
To you. personally. God is confirming to you personally.
Yeah, to me personally. Yeah. Yes. These are, even here you can see I've written personal confirmation. Yes. These are my personal confirmations that I just, by the way, have to share with the people. Otherwise, I'm seeing 23 everywhere. I'm seeing 77 everywhere. I'm seeing 84 everywhere. 23 being the day of the rapture. 77 being the year of Israel. Israel turned 77 years. I said it many times when I was here last time. Yeah. And I didn't know. Actually, after the episode, God showed me that 23, if you add it with 77, makes 100. I was not aware that 23, the date of the rapture, and 77, Israel 1077, if you put them together, they make 100. And 100 is the number of completion. Abraham, when he had 100 years, that was the first time he got the promise, which is Isaac. So 100 is the number of completion. Then I'm seeing 84 everywhere. 84, remember I told you that 7 years from now, which is the 7 years of tribulation, 2032, Israel would have turned 84. Israel became a nation in 1948. This year, they have turned 77 years. So in 2032, they would have turned 84. Israel would have turned 84. The nation of Israel would have turned 84. You understand? So I'm seeing the number 23, 77, and 84 everywhere. People who are with me, it's either we are driving. When we are driving, there will be a number there on the car, it's 23. Or maybe when they are playing a song, it's track number 23. My battery percentage, 23. You know, everywhere, NG, it's 23. Even I'm seeing people wearing a shirt, it's 23. When I'm going to buy, last time I was at Devoness, when I'm ordering it,
your order number
23, the price, 230 something. 23 is just everywhere, NG. You know, 77 is everywhere, 84 is. If I can spend a day with you will, this day will never finish without us seeing 23 or 77 or 84. It will never finish. Anyone who spends a day with me, they will see 23, 77, or 84. You understand? Yeah. So, those are my personal confirmations. So, with that out of the way, I want to talk about the facts that I've written down. Number one is the date is final. Right? The 23rd of September, 2025, the date is final. It is a final date. And everyone, by everyone I mean the Lord, the devil, and even the Antichrist, they know this date. Except you. If you can check movies, you check songs, they've been singing about 23. Yeah. There are movies about 23. Yes, 23, the 23rd of September. Go check movies. There are many movies about 23, about the 23rd of September. There are many songs about the 23rd of September. Go and check for yourself. You understand? The date is final. That's what I wanted to say first. And then number two, I know that for many years there's been earthquakes. I know that for many years there have been blood moons. For many years there have been different things. But this time, the different signs, this time it's a convergence. Please take note of the word convergence. Convergence is the coming together of things all at once. And that's how God works. God works with convergence. Convergence is God's idea. I don't know how, but God works with convergence. That is why you see the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. It's a convergence. That's why reincarnation. It's a convergence of different personalities in one person. Convergence. This is why the convergence of the signs this year to prove that rapture is about to happen. There's a coming together of different signs all happening at once. Yes, there have been earthquakes. Yes, there have been floods. Yes, but this year, all of them are all coming together at once. You understand? So it's not one thing there and another thing there. It's all these things coming together at once for the first time this year. And that's what Jesus said. Okay, another thing is revelation is progressive. That one, I think I've already said it. That God keeps adding stuff. God keeps adding. That's why Paul says we know in part and we prophesy in part. We know in part and we prophesy in part.
But he doesn't lie. There can be getting progressive communication, but he doesn't lie.
God doesn't lie.
He can't deceive.
No.
So even if something is or a change prophecy, or change his mind, even if something is a prophecy, you can't come back, let's say on the 25th of September, for instance, and you say, no, but I did say that it's progressive, right? Because it was something that you were certain about, that this is what the Lord has had said. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'm coming to that exactly. Yeah. I've written it here actually.
Okay.
I said, rapture is Jesus Christ coming and not me. Rapture is the Lord Jesus Christ coming. That is not me coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
So you are not mocking me. Yes. You are mocking him.
Yes.
Jesus sent me. Not only I, we are so many. He's sending us. So go and tell the people that I'm coming. So if you are mocking and you are laughing and you are scoffing and you are making fun of it, it is not, this is not my day. It is not me coming to rapture the people. It is the Lord Jesus Christ coming to rapture his people, coming to rapture us. You understand? So if you are making fun and you are laughing and you are doing, you are scoffing, you are doing whatever, you are not mocking me. This is not my day. This is not me coming to Mary, the bride. It is the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you can see the authority that Jesus has, you will tremble all your life. You will never again, ever again, disrespect the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus, when he walks in heaven, everyone bows down. Everyone, they bow down. There's no one can stand. Even Jesus Christ, if he can appear right now in this room, every one of us will run away. You can never. He's the one who makes you to be able to stand before him. So if Jesus Christ appears right now, you feel all kinds of things at the same time. You feel so much love, but at the same time, you feel so much fear and so much reverence for him. Because even your own holiness and your own righteousness feels like a filthy rag. You feel filthy. When Jesus Christ stands before you feel that your little holiness is nothing compared to him. You feel like you are the most dirtiest person because he's the most holiest of the holiest. If he stands before you right now, the Lord Jesus Christ, you can never stand. He's the one who makes you to stand and look at him. You can never look at the Lord Jesus unless he makes you to stand and look at him. The Lord Jesus Christ, that's why no one has the choice but to bow down. Of all things in heaven, all things on earth, in the sea, everything, everyone bows to Jesus. Jesus has so much power and authority. The Lord Jesus Christ has so much power and authority. So once you see Jesus appearing, not as the lamb, we know him as the lamb, as a little boy who was born in a manger, and we disrespect him. If the Lord Jesus Christ comes here with a sword and he draws it out, so it is Jesus Christ coming, not me. You're not mocking me, you're mocking him. I'm loyal to the Lord Jesus and his words. The Lord Jesus spoke to me. I'm loyal to him. Listen, I don't listen to anyone except him. Concerning rapture, I don't listen. Many came and they said, but are you sure about this thing, Yadi 23? Are you sure about the, I said, I listen to the Lord Jesus, only him. And that's part of, that's why he made me the way I am. I'm very, very stubborn. It is him who made me like this. I don't listen to anyone except him on the things of the Spirit. If he tells me something, if the Lord Jesus Christ tells me something and I hear that this is you talking, I don't listen to anyone concerning that matter. I don't care whether you are an apostle with, you have all kinds of, degrees and whatever, you are a theologian, when Jesus tells me something, I stick to that. I'm loyal to him. And that's why he chose me to speak these things, because he knows how he has trained me. I listen only to him concerning what he says, right? And also, Jesus Christ can choose, I'm coming to that point, can choose not to come now.
Hey.
He can choose not to come now, right? Jesus Christ can choose not to come now. The Lord Jesus Christ can choose not to come now. Why? Because he's Lord. Right? That won't discourage us. I've had many people saying, but don't you fear that? What will people say now? Listen, I will not be discouraged by anything.
You are changing everything.
No, I'm not changing. Let me finish.
You are changing it.
No, let me finish.
Okay.
Let me finish.
As we wrap up, sorry, because we're out of time.
That won't discourage us. When the Lord Jesus Christ chooses not to come now. It don't discourage that way, right? Because he's Lord and he can do whatever he wants. We are at peace with whatever outcome. We are at peace, absolutely at peace. Why? Because the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who sent these people. See, go and tell the people, I'm going to do this. There are a number of reasons why Jesus can choose to not come. Mm. Right? Number one being, if he sees that the number of souls that are going to be... The Lord Jesus Christ doesn't want us to be selfish. He doesn't want us to be selfish. People think when I wake up every day, I'm like, yeah, I can't wait. Yeah, I want to prove people that, you know, I'm a prophet. I don't have that. I have the heart of Jesus. The heart of Jesus is, I want my people, but I want them to be saved in their numbers. I've been crying out to the, ever since I announced the date, I've been crying out to the Lord that, Lord, can't you just give us a little more time? I have a lot of people that I'm concerned about. There are people that still need to be saved. You know, my family members, most of them are still not saved. They're still not believing this. They're still doubting. They're still, Lord, can't you just give us more time? And I'm not changing anything. I'm still standing on the 23rd of September, people of God. I'm still standing on the 23rd of September. I'm saying the Lord Jesus Christ can choose because he is God and he does whatever he wants to do.
Yeah, but it almost feels like you are trying to protect yourself just in case it doesn't happen me. Because if you are completely, 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 you know, convicted with something, there should not be any doubt, right? There should not be any if. Mm. There should not be... If he changes his mind, no, then why did he reveal the date to you? Do you understand?
Yeah.
Because he already knows the future. He already knows what's going to happen. Mm. So whatever he was going to do then, he can do now. Mm. Why would he still be thinking? It's September already. Mm. We are counting days now from the rapture.
Mm. So why would his numbers
would be... Why would Jesus still be uncertain and he's going to decide at last minute to say, actually, I'm deciding not to come anymore.
No,
understand? Because you are now making it an open window to say that if it doesn't happen...
The number of souls, if they're not warning it.
You know, because you remember, you are the same person who's saying, if you don't believe in this date, it's a sin, right?
Mm.
Then you are coming back to say, but he can change his mind because he is God after all, and we will still be fine. It's like two different messages. It really is. You have to be decisive to say, this is the message that was given to me. That's it. You know, there's no, he might change his mind. Then it's not a message,
but
then it's a
but can't we trace patterns in the word of God? Can't we trace when God told Jonah, go and tell the people to pray and repent, right? Go tell the people, I'm going to destroy their nation. Go to Nineveh. He went to Tarshish. Finally obeyed, went to Nineveh, told the people, warning, God is going to destroy you people. Then they repented. Then God relented. He changed his mind. So listen, I'm standing on the 23rd, and I'm not trying to be safe here. I'm saying that at the end of the day, Jesus is Lord and he does whatever he wants to do. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm not trying to say this to be safe or try to be... listen, whatever outcome, but I'm saying to you that we must prepare. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming on the 23rd of September. That's what I'm saying. The Lord Jesus Christ is coming on the 23rd of September. I'm standing there. I'm not changing my mind. On the 23rd of September, the Lord Jesus Christ will come. That's what I'm saying. Okay. The Lord Jesus Christ will come. I've not changed my message. There's no bad there.
Okay.
On the 23rd of September, the Lord Jesus Christ will come. He's coming. He has not even said it himself. That's what I'm saying. He has not even said to me that I'm going to change my mind. He has not said that. He didn't say that.
It was coming from you.
Yes, that is coming from me. I'm saying the Lord Jesus Christ can choose.
Can choose. Oh, okay.
Yes, cool. He can choose to say, because of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, let me delay.
Okay.
Mm.
So...
Okay. So, the people...
You still have a lot.
I have a lot, guys.
So, I didn't hold my question then. Okay,
yeah.
Continue.
The people don't have a problem with rapture. The people don't have a problem with rapture. The problem that people have is with the prophetic ministry. The prophetic ministry has been so much under attack for many years. Okay? The problem is with the prophetic ministry. People never loved prophets from ancient times. From ancient times... The prophetic ministry has no place even in the body of Christ. Prophets are the most rejected people. A prophet is the most rejected person ever. Prophets don't have a place. Everywhere where I go, I don't have a sense of belonging. I know that. You understand what I'm saying? So right now, the prophetic ministry is the one that God is using to reveal the things that are about to happen. And the people that are against rapture, when I look at them, these are the people who have always been against anything prophetic. Anything prophetic, the people have always been against. You understand what I'm saying? So those who are watching should continue doing so. And those who are not watching, they can also continue not doing so. Yes. So I wanted to clear some misconceptions.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to clear some misconceptions. There are so many misconceptions and misunderstandings. The last time I was here, I heard a lot of people saying, you said unbelievers will enter heaven without Jesus. You said unbelievers will enter heaven without Jesus. That's what people are saying. That's a lie. I never said that. I said Gentiles are believing in the last moment. That's what I said. I said Gentiles are believing at the last minute. And they are entering the ark. Right? They are believing in Jesus, obviously. It is Jesus that they are believing in. When I said that the Gentiles are believing at the last minute, that believing what I meant is they are believing in Jesus at the last minute. So I never said that unbelievers will enter. There's no one who can enter heaven without Jesus. In fact, the way that you can enter heaven is by hiding behind Jesus. Jesus is the passway to heaven. For the heaven's gate to open, it is only through Jesus Christ. You understand what I'm saying? So whether you are a Gentile, you are a Jew, you are whoever, you cannot enter heaven without Jesus Christ. We hide behind Jesus. We enter our own little holiness and righteousness can never earn us a place in heaven. You understand what I'm saying? And then now, you said there's a lockdown before. That one, I think I dealt with it. That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Now, I want to deal with the very famous, no one knows the day or the hour.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Please, in wrapping, sorry, because we have the way we booked time. You'll come back. Don't worry.
All right. No one knows the day or hour. Listen, this is a Jewish idiom for the Feast of Trumpets. No one knows the day or hour. Google it. Why is it that we trust Google with other things, but when it comes to the most crucial thing, without
it? It's an idiom.
Yeah, it's a Jewish idiom. It's a Jewish saying. The Lord Jesus Christ, that time, he was addressing a Jewish
crowd.
Mm-hmm. So he knew that they understand that language.
Yes.
This is why you must have, in the body of Christ, you must have the fivefold ministry. So that prophets go behind the spirit of the text and they draw out revelation. They pull out revelation from scripture so that it can show you things that are hidden. Prophets can travel far back into scripture and be able to come with exactness of who was talking there, what they were talking, and draw out the proper context.
So which means if you're not a prophet, you'll never be able to understand the context of scripture in depth.
That's why you must have the prophetic gift, the prophetic spirit, the prophetic gift upon you. Anyone can receive a prophetic gift. There's a prophet operating in office. There's any believer, any child of God can operate in the gift of prophecy. This is why with the gift of prophecy, you are able to dissect scriptures and go behind the written text and draw out the spirit with which the text was written so that it can bring out the proper context. Okay. So right now with rapture also, what is supposed to be happening is prophets are stationed, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1. He says, I will station myself upon the rampart, upon the high place, to see what he will say to me. He's saying it, but I'm not hearing it. I'm seeing it. So we prophets are supposed to be stationed on the high place. Then anything that enters or anything that goes, we are watching. Then we come down and bring information to the other ministers, the apostles, the teachers, pastors, so that they can teach the people. We draw from what God is saying in a place of prayer. We come with the revelations. Then the information is being disseminated. So right now what's happening is, as we are busy sharing revelations about rapture, the men of God and women of God must take the revelations and distribute it among the people. But because there's always been an attack on the prophetic ministry, they're saying we reject that. You understand what I'm saying? Now, Jesus continued to say, neither angels in heaven nor the Son, except the Father only.
Mm.
Right? He said, no one knows the day or the hour,
mm-hmm.
neither angels in heaven nor the Son, but the mm-hmm. Father only, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Jesus also is pointing us to who knows the day of the hour,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
He's saying the Father. Only. Mm-hmm. So now if he's saying the Father only, so we must go to the Father and investigate how does the Father work with information. I get it, the Father knows.
Mm-hmm.
The angels don't know. The Son don't know. Mm-hmm. Who knows?
The Father.
The Father. If the Father knows, we need to trace how the Father works mm-hmm. with information. because he has knowledge, eh? How the Father works. Now there are three dispensations. We have the dispensation of the Father, the dispensation of the Son, and now we are living in the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. The Old Testament is about the dispensation of the Father. These are the times of the Father. The New Testament is the dispensation of the Son. Right now, the time we are living in is the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. Right? So in the dispensation of the Father, that's where we find Amos chapter 3, verse 7. For the Lord will not do anything except to reveal his plans to his servants, the prophets. That's how the Father works. The Father works with revealing his plans to the servants, the prophets. So that's how the Father works. So we must investigate. If the Father is the only one who knows, then we must go to the Father and investigate how the Father works with knowledge. He has to reveal it to his servants, the prophets.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? That's how the Father works with information and knowledge. And also you must understand that when there's a difference between Son of Man and Son of God.
Okay.
When Jesus was speaking this word, he was Son of Man. He was on earth. He was saying this as a Son of Man walking on earth. Right now, he's the Son of God. He's seated on the throne. There are no secrets between the Holy Trinity of God. Anything that the Father knows, the Son knows. Anything that the Father and the Son knows, the Holy Spirit knows. There is no secrecy between the three. So Jesus Christ right now is sitting on the throne and he knows the date. How can you come on your wedding day and you don't know the date of your own wedding? Doesn't make sense. So I want to say this in repeat because I'm under pressure right now. If Jesus doesn't come, then it means you are a false prophet. That's what the people are saying.
Mm-hmm.
No, it simply means Jesus is Lord. And he does what he wants. If only you knew how much the Lord Jesus is feared. You didn't say such claims. You didn't say such statements. The Lord Jesus Christ does whatever he wants. So if he doesn't come, if you want to call me a false prophet, I would gladly take that title. I will take it. It's fine. It's fine. I am saving the Lord Jesus Christ at the end of the day. He is my master. He is my Lord. He is my King. So if I have to take that name, a false prophet, but he's the one who sent me, I can gladly do that. I've taken all kinds of persecutions. I've taken all kinds of slander. I've taken all kinds of swearing. Do you know how much people swear at me for telling them that their own Lord is coming? For telling them that their own Lord Jesus Christ loves them and he wants to rapture them. If the Lord Jesus Christ tells us about the date of the rapture, he loves us. He wants us to prepare. Doesn't want to catch us unaware. And there's a scripture in the Bible that says, you are in the light. The day will not come to you like a thief. It will not come as a surprise to you. You are not the children of darkness. You are the children of light. So Jesus Christ has to tell us with exactness when he's going to come. And remember I talked about the seven feasts of the Lord. And this feast that has to be fulfilled is called Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets. Do you know that for the first time in 2,000 years, they blew the shofar. You know this horn?
Yes.
This prophetic horn. In Israel, for the first time in 2,000 years, they blew it. And for the first time this year, they are going to be live at Rosh Hashanah. And when they are blowing those trumpets, for the first time, they are going to be live. And also, the Red Heifer prophecy, they sacrifice for the first time in 2,000 years, they found a red cow. It's a red heifer, a red cow. They imported five of them from Texas in USA, right? It's a cow without spot. They have to check, they have to examine it under the armpits and everywhere. They have to check that it is spotless. It is there in the book of Leviticus, in the Old Testament. So the red heifer was found, there were actually five of them. They were imported from Texas, USA, right? Then it was sacrificed. But when the Jews sacrificed it to the public, they said it was just practice. But there's inside information coming from Jerusalem that they actually did the actual sacrifice, right? And this sacrifice, with the ashes of the sacrifice, they took the ashes and they mixed it with the water to cleanse the priest. This priest, they're rebuilding the temple. This temple is the same temple where the Antichrist will come and sit. 3.5 years into the 7 years of tribulation. Remember I spoke about 7 years of tribulation. The first 3.5 years, I said the Antichrist will come and sit in the temple. It is the same temple that is built after the red heifer has been sacrificed. For the first time in 2,000 years, it was found. For the first time in 2,000 years, the shofar was blown in Jerusalem. That's why I told you, observe Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the capital city of Israel. Observe Israel. Don't look at your neighborhood. Don't look at your church. Don't look at your township. Look at Israel. Look at what's happening there. The whole Bible is about Israel. If you want to see what God is doing, look at Israel. Don't look at your neighborhood. Look at Israel. Right now, rapture is about to happen on the 23rd of September. If you don't believe what I'm saying, go and watch all the movies. Go watch all the songs. Celebrities, they know this. The Antichrist, they know this. Elon Musk know this. Trump know this. Vladimir Putin know this. Everyone know this. Ezekiel 38 prophesies about Gog and Magog, that is Russia. Gog is Russia. Gog is Putin. Russia is Magog. Gog and Magog. Go and read about it in Ezekiel chapter 38. It's a prophecy about Gog and Magog. Every prophecy has been fulfilled right in front of our eyes. Open your eyes, child of God. Wake up. We are not responsible. We told you the message. If you are not prepared and you are caught unawares, you are responsible for remaining here. So right now, repent, you and your families, come to the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to speak especially to the Gentiles. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Christians, repent, stop being stubborn. I'm praying with you right now. And there's also a revival, oh God. That is the last announcement, please. Please, please, please. From the 14th to the 20th, please, we have to meet. I have instructions, they are here, but because of time, please follow me on my social media, guys. SGCs of Grace. I've given all an outline of the instructions that the Lord gave us for the last revival that must happen. Jesus must first come to us before he comes for us. He must come via revival before he raptures us to revive us one last time.
Yo, wow. A lot is said. A lot. I still have so many questions.
Drops mine.
There's so many things that I sort of get. There's so many things that I disagree with. Mm. But like I said, I didn't want to interrupt you to give you time because I knew you wanted a lot of time. Mm. But I think the conversation will continue offline. Mm. Can we wrap it up?
Yes, let's wrap
yes,
it up.
Yes, it's been a mouthful.
We'll meet in the comment section below. That was Caesar Grace from myself, Innocent.
And myself, Millicent. And of course, Caesar Grace and the team behind the cameras. It's bye for now.
I've been through the most, been through the most.